Black out here looking like Fabio. The hair blowing in the wind.
We saw Fuller play probably his best football.
Oh, the fourth episode, baby. I'm crying, man.
Two Guys and a Pro Bowler is brought to you by Xfinity.
Diving interception, Lance Briggs, El Boogie. Alex Brown brings him down. Down he goes.
I'm telling your mommy you owe me.
Anthony Adams dancing around like it's Christmas.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the, what is this, third edition? Is this fourth?
Fourth. It's fourth. Is that two
F's? How do you spell fourth?
F-O-R-F-F.
F-O-R-F-F.
Same way you fourth.
No T-H.
Close the way you spell fifth.
Fourth. You got to end it with an F.
F-O-R-F-F.
And close the same way you spell eighth.
Fourth. Yeah, well, this is the fourth edition of Two Guys and a Pro Bowler, myself, Alex Brown, and number 55, speed limit, Lance Brown.
Number one in your heart.
Why you got to look at me when you do that? Huh? Why do you have to look at me?
Because I love seeing your face when
there
I do
that. There is a speed limit at 96. There's a speed
limit. No, it is not. No. Never.
You get to 96,
not even kilometers.
That's suicide.
Not
that's
even true. Kilometers.
Attempted suicide.
Yes, that's true.
Hey, Bears win, baby.
Dang right.
Bear down, man.
Dang right. Yes.
Bear down, man.
A tough place, too. It wasn't an easy win.
Just walked through the halls. Mm-hmm. Saw the guys watching the tape. You know, after a win, guys are laughing about everything.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Watch this play, dog. Yeah. Watch this play.
but Monday, though. Monday? That was like victory Monday.
Yeah.
They're in here. I like it.
Ooh. Yeah.
I like seeing it. Even though they won, they didn't take that victory Monday. They came in, we got to get better.
Yes, sir.
And that's
true.
Sir. I mean, they won in a tough place.
Yeah,
it wasn't like they
the
beat
Ravens
Cleveland, you know?
Are 11-0 at home against rookie quarterbacks.
Were.
Yeah, they're 11-1 now.
Till they hit
Trubisky.
Wow,
this guy, you going to make Bear shirt now?
Money Mitch Trubisky.
You going to make some t-shirts now?
Yeah, I'm going to get a t-shirt.
Trubisky.
Yes, Trubisky. Yes.
True.
So you the first one to coin the phrase?
No, I stole it from somebody. Twitter's great, man.
Oh, man. Let's talk about Jordan Howard, man. He's been balling.
Thighs.
Yeah.
Thighs, that's what you call
hashtag.
Them?
Hashtag thighs.
Yes. Because you're running in those thighs, but you're in trouble. He's
powerful.
He is powerful. Yes. Yeah. Very powerful kid. And
you got him on your fantasy league?
I don't. He was already gone
when I picked.
Oh, okay.
So
he one of those types already.
I had the first pick, so I picked David Johnson.
You could have picked him. So I didn't have the first pick. You actually could have chosen him.
Good job, idiot.
I had the first pick. The first pick said that this is a can't-lose pick. David Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, so you
Did
read
you
that stuff.
Did you lose?
Oh, I'm losing right now.
Oh, you definitely losing.
I can't even get rid of him.
You didn't pick Adrian Peterson?
Yeah, I do have him on one of my drafts.
And you didn't play him, did you?
I might have. I just did the lineup. So I optimized it. He probably put him in there.
You're one of those guys.
So. Bottom line, he didn't pick Jordan Howard. And Jordan Howard, whoever has him in his league, is crushing it. Just like they did last year. Because Jay Howard, he's on a roll now, man. Especially with this team.
Yep.
They're going to run the football first. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to run the football first.
I got Tariq Cohen, though.
That was a good pickup right there.
You know what?
I think in our
first episode, when everybody was talking about who's the player you're going to look for, I think it was me that said Tariq Cohen is the player that I'm going to look for. He's been balling. I mean, I don't know what
Well, you walked the halls in Hollis a lot more than any of us.
True.
Three.
But yeah. You're always here.
You have an access code. You got a fob and a
fob
and all that good stuff. You got access.
You drive by just like the players. I actually have to stop at the front and check in.
You are right. I do.
Yes. I had to stop and check in.
So. Hopefully, it's one of the old security guards. It goes a little smoother.
Yes, the new ones. Oh no, the new ones. I have to bring out my ID. I have to bring out my ID.
What's your name?
Yes.
What's your name? Dude, I did 12 years.
Yes.
12 hard years.
Yes. Oh, man. I got the alumni. I try to wear my alumni shirt over here so I can smooth out any confusion, you know, so they know. But they probably still think it's like my cousin or something that play, you know.
Keep looking at my car like it's supposed to be nicer or something.
Oh, man. Hey, no, but Tariq Cohen, uh-huh. I think he's the shortest NFL player or the shortest NFL rookie that has passed. Oh, let me hold on. Let me back up again. The shortest running back rookie,
non-quarterback,
that has thrown for a touchdown in 83 years.
Do you think that you're the shortest defensive tackle that's ever tackled or made a sack?
No, no.
Is a guy that's been shorter?
What is it? It was a nose guard from Kansas City, who they used to call Buddy. I forget his name, but he's definitely one of the shortest.
He's one of the shortest. We're asking if you're the short. Are you the shortest?
Are you the shortest?
No, I'm 5'11". I've seen some guys who's 5'10" who played nose guard.
What were you?
Why both at y'all? in unison? Like, really? Come on, man.
What were you? What was your measurement at the combine?
5'11".
No. No.
Are you serious?
I beg to differ. I didn't see the number.
At the combine, yes. At the combine,
I saw
the Senior
you.
Bowl.
I saw you there.
5'11.8".
No chance.
I saw you there.
We played on the same team, bro.
I know we did.
And you weren't 5'11".
You definitely weren't 5'11 at the Senior Bowl.
Later?
So you must have grew from the Senior Bowl to the combine.
Let me know when y'all done. Are you serious? I'm trying to tell y'all, man. Stop laughing. I'm serious. 5'11.8".
Okay. All right.
Almost at 6 feet. Right. But with my cleats on, I'm probably like 6'1". Huh?
With the long spikes. With the long spikes. Yes.
Are we talking,
on turf.
Are we talking length or width?
If you sink in the ground.
Not on grass?
Not on grass.
Wow.
Are we talking length or width?
Oh, my gosh, man.
Tariq Cohen, you were saying. Yes. Tariq Cohen. Right, what an unbelievable stat
that
is.
Thank you.
Yes, it is. It's an unbelievable stat.
Get back on track.
And he is – he always does something, right, that just make you go, whoa. This little kid right here, he's still got him, he got it.
Got burst. You
know? He does. He has a lot of energy, and he is I think he's the only home run hitter on the team, although
– he's got – I think
– Oh, I'm laughing at – what's up with your thumb, man? What is that on your thumb?
This means that my thumb is healing. Because before I had to wrap wrap on.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know what I mean?
Explain it to everybody. They can't see what I'm looking at right now.
Okay, so basically what happened was.
What is that?
In my football career, I have bones that were jarred inside. And what happened was basically I was just playing catch with my boy. And just
your boy throwing that heat like that?
No, not at all. You're only 9 years old.
So you just frail.
No, it just re-aggravated bones that were hurt. From when I played
from
football.
From a 9 year old. Mm-hmm.
This is NFL football. You're frail.
That's how bad it's hurting.
You're Mr. Glass
this
now.
This is the reason why I won't play
football with my 9 year old. And now I have to wear this thing on my thumb. It's so rough.
You know what? Hey, I've had some stuff kind of spring up though since I stopped playing ball
face.
Though.
Thank you.
I want to laugh
about the 5'11".
Oh, you wanted this? Oh, you wanted that?
Look, you see how his lip turned up? That's how you know you got him.
You got him. You
right
got
there?
Him. Yes.
When you do that face, you got him. You got him.
Yo.
I actually forgot about that. I actually slipped that joke in there too. I'm a man. You got me right. You're right. I forgot. That's how you know he was salty about my joke.
Yes, he was, because he was waiting on that moment to come back and get you.
Oh, you frail. so you frail.
Oh, man.
Oh, the fourth episode, baby. I'm crying, man. My eyes are red, man. Oh, my God. Adrian Amos, man. First interception. First touchdown.
Yes.
And he was at home. He had to get 40 tickets.
Mm-hmm. Was that your favorite player for the game?
Yes. Amos, and it was Goldman.
Goldman.
Yeah.
Naturally D lineman.
Well, he balled out together, though. Man. Now everybody know Trevathan had a good game.
That's definitely one of mine.
Yes. So when your D tackle has more tackles than Trevathan,
you got to give him props.
But he's got to get props because he's being double teamed. This
but
is a
when
3-4, he's being double teamed every play.
Absolutely. But when your linebacker makes more big plays than your D tackle, then you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Pretty much. Right. Only play
sack
that,
and a and a strip fumble.
True.
Sack and a strip fumble. Those are game-changing plays.
It was a strip fumble. It was a strip fumble, but I thought he got ran over, and then he kind of fell and ripped the ball out. But
I've seen the peanut punch.
I love you, Dave.
I've seen Peanut with his feet this high in the air still get the ball out.
Yes, right?
Thankful for it.
That's true.
Adrian Peterson get mad at Peanut one time before, too.
Mm-hmm. I've seen him, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I've seen it, too.
Peanut looked like the welcome mat. Oh, man. Peanut had cleat marks on his chest. I can picture that play, like, going over it, and then, like, it being rewind, like somebody rewinding it, putting that red dot on him. Man, that's a tough thing to go through.
But going to Amos, man, Amos has been playing. It wasn't just this week.
Yeah.
Amos has been playing, in my opinion, like the best player on defense for the last 3 weeks, I think. I think what we saw yesterday.
Penn State guy, you know.
He is. But what we saw yesterday, we saw a lot of guys play
number
well.
Number two in the country.
We saw Callahan run into the football. That's why he got an interception. Mm-hmm. We saw Fuller play probably his best football since he's been here in that game.
Okay, because I'm going to make an argument for Fuller here in a second, but go
ahead. I'm giving Fuller props. Mm-hmm. And then you look at how Goldman's playing up front. You look how Danny Trevathan, he was sorely missed last game.
Right.
And he comes back and he makes an immediate impact.
Immediate.
It's just, like, defensively, they're starting to play good football, consistent football.
Like a core.
Correct.
Like a core, consistent core.
Yes. I saw him yesterday lean on Fuller in the sense of, we don't need to help him.
Right.
He played, and you could see how his confidence was just, it was there. He wasn't worried about a guy running by him. Guy do a little stick move coming back. He's right in his hip pocket.
His fundamentals are right.
Yes, yes.
His fundamentals put him in position to win.
I don't think his talent has ever been the question, right? It's just, does he want to do it, right? Does he want to do it? And if he wants to do it, he has the talent to do it.
Man, let me tell you.
You'll never be wrong.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to tell you why Kyle Fuller was my favorite player, you know, this yesterday. Because he did something that the stats don't show. You know, he only got credit for 3 pass defenses, but he had more. Mm-hmm. You know, he had more. But what he did was they consistently went at him. Mm-hmm. And they may have completed maybe once. You know what I mean? That's just given one. I mean, he may not have completed one. But but he contested every ball. He played great technique. And they also had coverage sacks. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So he was involved in those coverage sacks when Flacco was holding the ball and had to scramble, or had to get it away, and gave a little more time for the D lineman get there and make those sacks.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? There's a stat that they don't see out there, and that's what Kyle did. He did consistently, and he's been doing that. He's been playing that way this year.
Speaking of our DBs, and they're starting to play good football, what I saw when we were good was I saw on most, if not all, of Hester's run backs, who was leading the charge in the end zone? It was Charles
Peanut.
Tillman. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like you find your better players getting on special teams because they know that this is important.
It's important. It was important. It's important.
He asked to be on special teams.
Yes, like, because let me get this one. I tell you what, that guy, Capanero or
Mike Brown.
No, I mean the punt returner. Yeah, Mike Brown too. Mm-hmm. But the punt returner yesterday. Understanding the situation, we got to get this guy down. The only way they've been able to score was on a kickoff return. We get out of this punt return situation and get them on offense, their offense has not been able to score on us.
Right.
So maybe you get a Fuller. Obviously, I mean, you get a Danny maybe. But, like, when you start talking about D linemen going down, I mean, those guys don't usually play like that. But the corners and the safeties, hey, they jump on because they know how important each and every play is. So, I mean, I'd like to see it as they continue to play, but I am taking it slow because I like seeing them play, especially Amos, on a week-to-week basis. You've seen him since he got back in there. He's been playing good football.
I agree with that. I agree with that. I really want somebody out there that has that want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
That no matter – oh, I'm about to take this touchdown prevention angle.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to get up to him. Now, he might cut in. I need some help now.
Right.
I'm going to make him cut in. He's going to cut in. If you're hustling, once he cuts in, we'll get him down and we'll stop him.
Yep. And even if – let's say Fuller comes up, and I think it was 47. I really can't think of the kid's name, but he – was running after Cunningham was running after the guy after on the kickoff return. Cunningham was running after him. He was running. Yeah. 47 was running too, and there were only two running. 47 just couldn't catch him.
Yeah. He didn't have that burst. 2.5 years.
Yes.
That thing was grinding too.
But when somebody asks you, let's say Fuller comes up and he asks, hey man, I got you on this special teams. And you come back and you say, nah, I got it. Well, it puts a little more onus on you to go get the job done.
Yeah,
you
straight
know?
Up. Because I'm going to see you afterwards.
I'm going to see you.
I'm going to be like, bro, I told you I had that. You looked me in my eyes and said,
yes.
You got it.
Yes.
But you didn't get it.
I might not even need to say nothing. I'm going to give you one of these. And just watch you walk by because that's a darn shame.
And
I just told you.
And I'm going to give you one of these. Brian, Lack. He said he had it, man. I was about to go
right
out there.
Right beside you. We're going to come up right behind you.
Right behind him.
Man,
yeah,
he said he had that play, man. God. Man, he know I could have made that play.
Yeah.
Look, Adrian had to get 40 tickets.
Yes.
So I know there probably was like 5 no-shows, right?
Ooh, I'd have been
so
mad.
You're talking about like, that's like, $500+ like you're missing out on. Mm-hmm. Like,
you gotta skid on that.
I'd be very hot.
Like, because it's gonna add up. Like, you know, as the year goes on. You know what I mean? Like, you got 8 away games, and I mean, you do the math, like, you know, $500 for each game.
Yep.
And you making plays this game. So
that's,
you know, you got a game ball, a couple game balls. So you know they payroll deduct that too.
Yeah.
Yes.
People don't know about that, man. Like,
no.
You get a game ball, like, you got to pay money for that joint.
Right. I went down to when we went down to Tampa and played them in 05, I got about 20.
They had a game at White Springs?
Nah, we had it in Tampa.
Tampa. So
in
people
Tampa.
Travel from White Springs
all
the way to Tampa?
Oh, yeah. From the Springs? Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're going to come from the Springs, man. They're going to come from the Springs. So we had about 20 people come down, man, and it was crazy.
So
but ain't
everybody
nobody,
showed up?
Oh, yeah.
All 20.
Because, I mean, everybody get on that. You get on that list. You get on that. Ain't getting no more tickets list.
Right. That's exactly
it's
how it works.
I ain't going to say nothing to you. I ain't going to say nothing to you. You know what? Yep. You knew you were supposed to come. You confirmed
but
that you was coming.
There's a list, though, and there's some people that have been
absolutely
on that list. So
They try.
Yeah.
It's been some people who were no-shows before, though.
Oh, yeah.
Which person do you put in charge of the tickets to handle it? So for the 20 tickets, you
he
put most
himself
of them in one name?
No. Okay. Once they get there. Okay.
That's how the hustle begins,
too. Probably my mom.
Right.
Probably my mom. If my wife ain't going, then probably my mom.
Right.
Yeah.
So because if I've been there before, I was like, Mom, James can't come anymore. So when I give you these tickets, there's 12 tickets, Mama, and they're in the 13th. James don't get one of these 12 tickets. Okay, Mom?
James is
the code name. We're codenaming James.
If there's an extra ticket, James need to pay for it.
Right.
He need to give you money. Yes. Mama, yes, Mama.
Mama, I don't
want to
see no pictures of James. I don't want to see James in the parking lot afterwards.
James at the table eating up all the food.
Yes.
But he ain't at the game.
No, he ain't at the game. He getting his money worth at that food, though. Shoot, man. It was, them tickets, man, well, people, they don't understand that it costs money. And I don't care how much money you make, money is money.
And you don't get an unlimited amount.
Correct, which a lot of people
think you do.
No,
yeah.
People
still think I get
tickets.
I'll pay. No. I'm cut out. I don't get any more. I'm done.
Yes.
All right? I'm done.
People still think I get tickets now. And it's like,
yeah,
I can get them off tickets or StubHub or Ticketmaster or whatever.
No, this would kill me. Like, when people say, let me get 5 tickets. Like, for what? Like, I'm cool with 2. But 5?
Yeah.
But and what I really don't like is when they say, let me get 2, and then you respond back quickly. Like, all right, I got you for 2. Oh, you got me for 2? Well, can I get 3
4
extra ones or like 5 extra ones? Like,
because
no.
On the other end, what they're saying is, like, oh, that was too easy right there. He might give me a couple more. He might give me a couple more.
See,
like, run that 600.
See, this is where my kids, so if my kids play sports, you know, they excel at sports play at the top level. This is where I want to give them some tips.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like that. If you give them 2 tickets, you go in 2 tickets and they say, oh, man, you think I could get, you know, maybe a couple more. Next text will be, you just lost 2.
You just lost two.
Yes. No, I get calls now for tickets to the game, and fortunately, I'm pretty good friends with the ticket office and Jen in the ticket office.
Oh, you gotta
man.
Be, gotta
oh,
be good
hey, you know what? I got you. I got this number you can call. I got this number. She is great.
Yeah.
Just holler at her. Give her your give you that credit card information. You good.
You good.
You good. Yeah, she'll send it right to you.
Yeah. She'll take you right to the source. You
yes.
Middleman.
You can pick it. I'm telling you, I don't want to be the middleman. The middleman usually
right.
makes money. In this instance, yeah. the middleman is
right.
losing
I'm
money.
I'm not making no money.
Right. You ain't
I'm
making no money.
I'm losing time.
And time, yes.
Sure. It don't make no sense.
Mm-mm. All right. The Bears got the Panthers next.
Yes.
So Cam is coming here. Pep yes. is going to return. It's really not going to be that weird for Pep coming back. I mean, being as though he played for that green team.
Yeah. So Pep don't care nothing about the Bears, man.
Pep got a, and nah. Pep got nah. Pep got dreads mm-hmm. now, I think, or something like that. He got like cornrows or something.
Pep got the dreads.
Is he got is it like the Jerry Rice dreads and all his?
No. Jerry Rice dreads, you know, it was receding. Right. He had a receding hairline
yes,
with dreads.
Could have used restore dreads.
Oh, yeah. He should have hollered at Lack.
He need to holler at Lack.
Should have hollered at
yes.
Lack. Lack out here looking like Fabio. With the hair blowing in the wind.
Hey, but I tell you, though, hey, Pep's still balling, though.
Yeah, he is.
Pep's still balling. We better not leave him out there one-on-one.
150 sacks.
He is, man. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer.
First ballot.
Yeah. See, nah, he ain't first ballot.
He's
no.
go, first here ballot. Go again. Alex is that guy
Yo,
in the barbershop.
First, have to get
– Alex is the guy in the barbershop.
You have to get these two things separated.
Alex probably got a problem with Floyd Mayweather.
No, I ain't got a problem with Floyd. Why? Why would I have a problem with Floyd?
Because you the guy.
No, he wanted to keep talking.
Because you the guy in the barbershop, man. It's just always opposite of everything.
Hold on. Always going against the grain.
Yes.
I'm not going against the grain. If Super Bowls don't mean anything, then why isn't it that Dan Marino is never in the conversation for best quarterback of all time?
Because he's not.
He owned every quarterback, every passing record when he retired. He owned all of them.
Right. But
why is he not in that conversation?
Well, he doesn't own them anymore.
It's because of championships.
And he doesn't own them
Joe
anymore.
Joe Montana never owned any, and
Kelly
he's always in that conversation.
But the people that we wanted to
that was his
that
name.
We wanted to pick before him ended up passing.
Kelly Gregg. He was the shortest defensive tackle.
Kelly was the shortest.
How yep. tall was he?
He was got to be like 5'10". I'm sorry.
He was 5'10".
Excited. Got to be like 5'10".
He might have been 5'11".
So
no, he was not 5'11". If he's 5'11", I'm 5'11.8", so right. I'm taller.
As that, hey.
So talk him up, baby. So
Kelly Gregg and Wee Willie.
We Willie.
We played running back. We Willie. Yeah, I know.
Kelly Gregg, baby.
Even little.
Yeah, man. Technology, baby.
Technology.
You look it up. It took me a while, but I got it. But I don't know. The Wi-Fi was a little off. It was a little shoddy, but I got it. Kelly Gregg. Yeah, Kelly Gregg.
Kelly Gregg.
My man. They call him Buddy.
And he got a sack?
He got a couple sacks.
He got a couple? So you the shortest that has the most sacks,
1 year,
though.
He led all defensive tackles in tackles.
Well, for sure.
At nose guard, though.
Because all offensive linemen are like 6'4 and above.
Yeah.
So they can't block him.
They can't block none of us short guys, man. We the truth out there, man.
You okay, what we're trying to find right now is you being the shortest to lead something. You are the shortest and the best at something for sure.
Oh, I lead the hype dance.
Oh, yeah. You're number one at that.
Without
that's
a
just,
doubt.
Yeah.
Mean, without a doubt.
You got the hype dance.
No question. It's not going to be tackles.
Hey, what did you guys used to do? What was the rule you guys had when we played at practice? If somebody took off and started running, everybody else had to start running or something like that.
No, we just did it. It was just stupid.
Yeah,
right. Clearly it was stupid.
We used to do it.
Clearly, we do that.
We used to do it at San Fran. And B.Y. used to always do it. Bryant Young, like gone, like he'd be running like a 4.6, something like that. Then Andre Carter. He started, like, chasing him or whatever. Yeah. And so I just started doing it, like.
Bruh, speaking. Okay, listen.
What?
And Dre.
What?
I hit Dre up 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
Walter Jones put up a. And I want to ask you this, too.
I
want to
ask
you this
Jones
question.
Helmet. I got a big old one.
Yeah, it is a big helmet.
Big.
Game worn, game used.
Yes. Walter Jones put up a video the other day, and it was, like, clips of four different DNs he was going against,
yeah.
And it was talking about how he was the greatest of all time, right? And he just kind of reposted it from somewhere. That first one was Andre Carter.
Yeah.
So I hit Andre up. I was like, man, tell him to get that man hands off of you. Hey, the third one was me. Oh, I can't delete that.
Delete, delete, delete.
Oh, my. And then I had a problem. I was like, oh, yeah, he was holding both of us. He was holding. Ooh. Man, so Big Walt, he hit us back to, man, y'all knew it wasn't no holding going on. That man's hand was like this right here on us. Just like that. It was nice. He was just like this. Oh, it was bad.
Do any of y'all know nice. John Beeson?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know his personality?
No.
You know his personality? Okay, he gets wired fast, so he gets upset quick like this. Clack, 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 right? Uh-huh. Me and Lack, we're in there watching the film, because we're getting ready to play the Giants, and they're playing, we're watching film on them against Carolina, and that's when they had Brandon Jacobs, okay? Yeah. Let me tell you. Brandon Jacobs came downhill. I mean downhill, open, wide open hole, and John stuck his nose in there. Train.
Wait a minute.
I mean, like this, legs like this. Drop.
Wait a minute,
like this right here.
Did he hold on?
I believe.
Wait a second. What did he have a lineman like on him, or was it?
No,
just
no, no. Them two. No, no, no. This was
that's the worst.
A mano y mano.
That's the worst.
And so, you know, I'm in the room. Of course, Bob Babbage right there. I said, oh! You know, me and Locke going crazy. I said, I got to text him right now. I got to text him right now. Right? So I text him right, and I was like, look, you can't be letting him do that to you right there, right? I mean, it must have been 3 minutes later. He said, I seen you. Y'all happened to you two. Happened to Locke too in the preseason.
Hey, you know you got under his skin. Yeah. Boy.
He made this face. Like,
oh, he did. He made the face. He definitely made the face.
I had just trying out these new cleats.
Hey, but listen. Everybody watching, listen. If you play football and you've never been ran over, eventually. Keep playing.
It's going right.
To keep playing.
Right.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
All right, last question. This is one of like the most important questions right here. Would you go to the movies by yourself?
I do it all the time.
Are you serious?
You know that.
Who made you like that?
Really? I know that.
Why?
Why
would you do that? Why would you go to the movies by yourself?
Because. You want to know why? Because then I don't have somebody.
No, we asked, but we didn't really want to know.
Right.
No, I want to know. You don't go to movies by yourself, do you?
No.
Because you don't have to worry about somebody talking during the whole movie.
Because other people are there.
Huh? If you go with them, just tell them to be quiet.
People don't always be quiet. When
no, this is somebody you going to the show with, like not just some random person.
Oh, you're saying you rent out the whole movie, no. So it's just you in the movie.
Level? No,
you're on another level.
No, oh, okay. No, no. But
we gotta ask the question specific. For
I don't go on the premiere night when it's full of people. I go, you know, when I'm
like
when
on a Tuesday, $5 Tuesday.
Yeah,
at 11 a.m.
And I present my
11.
Oh, yeah, it's 11. Come on, man. Everybody in the Springs know what I'm talking about. 11, baby.
11.
Everybody know what I'm talking about.
Nobody in the valley where I come from.
11.
There's nobody in Sacramento.
There's no N. There's no N in it.
No, in Sacramento, 11. In Sacramento, we say 11.
Right.
No,
11.
Don't.
11.
Y'all yes. Waste
we
time
say that in
Detroit Sacramento.
As well. 11.
We just 11. Say 11.
11?
We just say 11.
Oh, Lem. Not even E.
Lem.
Listen. Okay, I don't.
So how do y'all say heaven? Hem.
Hem.
Hey, that's all the time we have, guys.
No.
Join us on the fifth. Wow. FIF. The fifth episode.
We do say the fifth.
For sure. Two guys in a Pro Bowler. Thank you for your time. Hey, man, subscribe. Subscribe.
Oh,
I got four kids. Between all of us, we got 22 kids, all right? Subscribe on iTunes.
What?
We're trying to get it on Spotify. Is my math off?
Yeah, a little bit.
But we got kids, okay?
We got a bunch of them.
We got a lot of them.
Right?
So subscribe for the free. Two guys in the Pro Bowl. We out. Boy.
22.
Thanks for listening to Two Guys and a Pro Bowler, brought to you by Xfinity. Make sure you rate and subscribe, because remember, Spice has four kids to feed.